Good morning. This week I've been thinking about Jesus as the necessary provision for eternal life. This morning with you, I would like to look corporately at Jesus as that necessary provision for eternal life. If you would, if you have a Bible, please open your Bibles to John chapter 6. In this chapter, as you know, Jesus feeds a crowd, a multitude of people. John 6:10 says that there were some 5,000 men there at the time. Most commentators believe that with women and children, this probably represented a crowd of people, a multitude of some 20,000 strong. And what this crowd didn't know as they sat on that hillside eating their fill was that this miracle, or as John often says, this sign, was a setup. Jesus was giving the people lavish physical care in order to gain their ear for lavish spiritual care. Look down at your Bible at John 6, 26 and 27. Jesus answered them, "Truly I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you." Jesus introduces here an antithesis. An antithesis is simply two things that are polar opposites: night and day, black and white. And here, food that perishes and food that endures to eternal life. Food is the perfect metaphor. Food is fleeting. A fresh loaf of bread goes foul, the most perfect peach turns putrid, and a person pursuing what is physical is perishing. The crowds who followed Jesus sought to have their bellies filled. They sought for the food that perishes. John 6:27 begs the question, what is this food that endures to eternal life? If you're here this morning and you're a Christian, you know what this food is. This morning, I want to remember Jesus as the one who is himself the food that endures to eternal life. Look again at your Bible in John 6:35. Jesus says, "I am the bread of life." Where food was the perfect metaphor, this is the perfect simile. In so many cultures, bread was and is the chief element of a normal diet. You might say bread is the food par excellence. When Jesus says that he is the bread of life, he is claiming not only to be a food that endures to eternal life, he is claiming to be the chief element of a spiritual diet. You might say he's the savior par excellence, the bread of life. What gives Jesus the right to say that he is this savior par excellence? We know that Jesus was no mere man. Like the creed says, Jesus was very God of very God. The apostle John says of Jesus, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was," that is Jesus, "the Word was God. And it is this God who became flesh and dwelt among us. As the God-man," it says, "he committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth." In a word, he was impeccable. He was flawless. He was unblemished. Paul says of the spotless Savior, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." At the cross, Jesus was made to be sin by taking our sin. Our sin was then credited to him. For what purpose? So that we might become the righteousness of God. We then take on his righteousness. His righteousness is credited to us. In this way, Jesus is our substitutionary atonement. He stands for us as a substitute, and his death mends the broken relationship we had towards God because of our sin. How do we take Jesus in as the bread of life? Look again at John 6:35. Jesus continues, Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Friends, we come to Jesus by believing in him. To digest the eternal life that Jesus offers, we offer only our belief as a barter. For those who have believed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, we have life in his name. For those who have not believed, the Bible says, John says, the wrath of God remains on him. This morning as we take communion, if you have not believed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, please do not participate. Let the bread and the juice pass. Communion is an opportunity for those who have believed to remember and to proclaim the death of Jesus. However, I would invite you to think about Jesus as the necessary provision for eternal life. Think about the fact that there is no hope outside of Jesus. And consider the words of Jesus. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. For those who have believed, let us be reminded of Jesus as the one who has given us life. Men, would you serve us? Please take communion as you are ready, and we'll pray together in a moment.